bloody hell is this?
Oh boy, oh boy.
Footy Mythbusters.
All right. We've got one of the biggest names, if not the biggest name in football at this club, and it's one of the oldest and best footy clubs in the comp. I speak, of course, of the Carlton Football Club and their inspirational big skipper, Willis. Boy. Stephen Kernaghan, the big chip. He joins us now. Welcome to you, Sticks.
Afternoon, boys. I'll try and keep those answers short.
That's it. In fact, there are very few men, Damo, in the world of football that when they walk in, Duck actually just... balks for a second.
Oh, yes.
No. I'm not sure about that.
No. But this man, Stephen Kernaghan,
Wayne. He was my hero when I was young. I stand in awe of the big Sticks.
Everyone does.
On and off.
So, yes, on and off.
Yeah. We're doing a bit of myth busting here because there are a few around you, big boy, and I'm going to run them by you.
Oh, come on, Sticks.
And I'm going to start with the first one, and that is, I reckon you were about 15 when Carlton first tried to get you to sign the old Form 4. Yeah. They used to send Wes Lofts over, John Elliott used to come over, Ian Collins used to come over. Your legend of an old man, Harry, would be sitting at the table and they'd be passing bits of paper across, doing a deal. How old were you, please?
Well, it started about 15 and went to about 22 before I came. So many, many times in the Fosters or Elders IXL boardroom in Adelaide, a lot of them were. So, yeah, you're right.
Well, okay, so the big boys came over.
Any cash from the age of 15 onwards?
Wayne, you know there's no cash in those days.
I think my old man was
doing most of that stuff. Yeah, him and Collo were sending it back on coasters, the numbers.
They were so desperate to get him, Damo. That year after year they came back, and of course very loyal, Stephen, so he stayed to play in the 85 Glenelg, famous 85 Glenelg Premiership with McGuinness and McDermott and all the boys. But at one stage, this is my mail, they got so desperate to get you that they got the legend Bruce Doole to get on the phone and ring the Kernaghan household.
He doesn't talk.
You picked up the phone, thought it was one of your mates, and told him to bugger off and hung up. Yep. So Brucey's had to ring back again. Is it true that at that point he said, no, Stephen, it is actually Bruce Doole from the Carlton Football Club. We'd love to see you come over. And that was the last word he said in the conversation.
It's a true story. Can you imagine the great man, the courage and the press they put on the poor bloke to ring this kid who's done nothing in Adelaide? I did hang up on Bruce. I thought my mum's Bruce on the phone, son, and used to watch Bruce on the winners having a beer after training on Sunday mornings in those days. And we loved the Blues, but I was a great fan of his. And I did hang up, and I said, McDermott was coming around to my place to pick me. I said, just hurry up and get me, will you? So I slammed the phone down. Bruce rang back, and it is an absolute true story. He said, we'd love to have you, Carlton, Stephen. So that'd be great, Bruce. Just trying to win a flag at Glenelg. Hopefully I'm good enough to get a chance to over there. He said, well, yeah, we'd love to have you, mate. And then I had to carry the conversation.
So there was no preamble. He didn't ask you how the weather was or anything like that.
How's Glenelg going?
Oh, that's too funny. All right, so there's that one.
Yes.
And then we move on to State of Origin. And, of course, you played State of Origin Duck with this man. He was the king.
I played with the Duck, yes.
Yeah.
Allies.
I was no.
He was pushing me out of centre-half forward. Well, I thought, what the hell is this young bloke doing?
That is one, and I say this often, one of the great thrills of my whole career was playing a game for South Australia and alongside Sticks.
He kicked 10, of course, in a famous Tuesday nighter. And is it true that back end of your State of Origin career, captain of South Australia, playing against the Big V, and the Duke, our man Luke Darcy, obviously five or six ruckmen down, so he got drafted in age 21.
Or seven or eight.
To come into the side. He's in awe of the great Stephen Kernaghan, who's the captain, and the Duke's sitting up the back thinking, I just want to hear the inspirational speech from our captain before we run down the race. So is it true, Stick, that you gathered at the top of the race, you turned around, there's the Duke waiting for the inspirational words. You paused and you said, the piss will taste a lot better if we win. And down the race you went.
Look, it was serious stuff in those days, boys. Every now and again, you just had to loosen them up. I didn't drink midweek at all in my whole life, but those Tuesday nights stuck. After those State of Origin games in the 80s, we were always really good athletes, especially when we won. So I did I did probably say something like that, Joe.
Isn't it amazing now how the current footballers now, Sticks, are sort of starting to have a little bit of fun before a game?
Mm. They're all sort of... I saw Ruffy. What, did he crack a joke? Did we get to the bottom of that? They were all laughing.
Yeah, they were all laughing because we saw Melbourne doing it. Richmond have been doing it a lot.
Richmond does.
It's the new theme.
All right,
the world has changed, hasn't it?
Yes. The final one is it true on a Glenelg footy trip that you went to the Gold Coast?
Oh, boy.
You hadn't put your contact lenses in.
Oh, no.
You're driving a car with Tony McGuinness down Cavill Avenue.
I don't know if we need to go any further.
You going the wrong way and cars kept coming at you and you couldn't realise because you couldn't see why cars were coming straight at your car?
Oh, look, a few in the box there. Or no, as you get older, you get a little bit forgetful and senile, but there was something along those lines. There was a car left on a beach overnight somewhere and... Last week in that car with Tony McGuinness and myself, so it was a worry. I don't know about driving down the wrong way. I never get myself that bad, but I did have to get rid of the car, and not a great moment. We still don't know what happened to that car.
Probably stop talking there, Sticks.
Back in the early 80s.
No, the good old days.
No, they can still get him.
What's different back then?
I don't know if we got any music here. Have we?
Have you organised something?
Well, we just got something for Sticks, of course. So he loves this. I know he does.
Sometimes it's hard. Billy, what are you doing? I haven't heard it for a week or two, actually.
Now, Sticks, tell us all what happened there.
Yeah, come on.
And then when you finished the song, you sculled your pot and threw it out into the road.
No, I think it's more embarrassing than that. I poured it. I'm not a man who wastes my liquor if I have to, but I poured it on my head. I think, look, it was a sad day. I paid a heavy price for it. 31 years. Man, Monday, I mean, Ed McGuire and Peter Donald were there. It was their film crews that filmed it, and Wayne Johnston had sung Julie, Julie, Julie just before that, and he could sing. And somehow I ended up, and a year later, it got out of the vault, and I paid a heavy price for it.
Was that the first time you ran with it, or was it a regular?
Yeah.
Well, we did it at the reviews. You know, we all had reviews to raise money for the footy trip, and I was thinking, what can I do really quickly and really badly and get off the stage?
Yeah.
That bad, people had a bit of a laugh, so I gave another rendition of it. You never put things on film, boys, do you?
You've just won a flag, so I think you're entitled to do whatever the hell you want.
I hadn't been to bed since the Friday night. So.
Where was it, Sticks? Was that down at... Where was that?
Norton.
BT, the famous Norton's Hotel, Carlton Watering Hole, where the Ball Mad Mondays were, and it was a beautiful day around on the footpath. I mean, boys, you wouldn't want to hear the tape of when the microphones are going around the table and they were interviewing Peter Donig and Ed McGuire about all sorts of stuff. If you heard that blooper tape, we would be worried.
Hey, we had the great pleasure after the game in Perth on the weekend running into you and the boys. You're over doing a Carlton function.
Kenny Hunter.
And spending a couple of minutes with the great Ken Hunter, Stick. What a legend he is.
What a legend he was. A room with Kenny, and I lived with Kenny when I first came to Melbourne for a few months. He looked after me, and it was great to see you blokes. You stayed for beer, you and Darce and Richo, and a few pests in the bar, weren't there?
There were a few.
You held on very well. And Kenny Hunter hasn't changed. He's 61 now and still looks the playing weight. And we had a great night. We had some riveting stories to tell at the function we were at. So, we just about had enough of those. But great to see Kenny again.
I don't think the buzz is that he's playing weight, Big Peter.
Oh, no. And he brings his merchandise along, doesn't he? Sticks?
He does. He likes to bring his own. I had enough there already. They ruled him out.
He sells it off. It's unbelievable. Come on, Buzz.
The goal on the mark of the year.
Yeah.
You have that one?
And he has other people's merchandise too, signed.
Hey, you're a legend, mate. Great chatting to you. Thanks for being a part of MythBusters Triple M Footy.
Good on you, boys. All the best.
On your 6R.